Hier ist die 28. Lektion von Pimsleur Amerikanisches Englisch 1. Im Folgenden werden Sie eine Unterhaltung unter Freunden hören. Sie sagen
Hi
anstelle von
Hello, thanks a lot
anstelle von
Thank you very much.
Diese eher informellen Ausdrücke werden im täglichen Leben häufig benutzt.
Listen.
Hi Katie, how are you?
Hi Charles, I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you work too much. You know, I'm going to Boston today. My family lives there. Would you like to go with me? I'm leaving at 5.
Yes, I would. Thanks a lot.
In dieser Unterhaltung hörten Sie
Would you like to go with me?
Das bedeutet, möchtest du mit mir mitfahren?
Listen again.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hi, Charles. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you work too much. You know, I'm going to Boston today. My family lives there. Would you like to go with me? I'm leaving at 5.
Yes, I would. Thanks a lot.
Say in English.
Zusammen.
Together. Together.
Say.
Wir fahren nach Washington, D.C.
We're going to Washington, D.C.
Wir reisen zusammen ab.
We're leaving together.
Vielleicht.
Maybe.
Ask.
Wie viel Geld haben Sie?
How much money do you have?
Answer.
Ich habe $100.
I have $100. $100.
Say.
Ich habe nichts.
I don't have anything. I don't have anything.
Wie bittet sie ihn höflich, ihr $90 zu geben?
Please give me $90. Give me $90, please.
Sagen Sie, dass Sie das nicht wollen. Verwenden Sie die Kurzantwort.
I don't want to.
Say,
ich reise jetzt ab.
I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now.
Ich fahre nach Boston.
I'm going to Boston.
Mit meinen Freunden.
With my friends. With my friends.
Vielleicht.
Maybe.
Say,
ich glaube, ich fahre nach Boston.
I think I'm going to Boston.
Ich will Boston besichtigen.
I want to see Boston. To see Boston.
Dann werde ich arbeiten.
Then I'm going to work.
Und Sie? Werden Sie arbeiten?
And you? Are you going to work?
Say,
ich glaube nicht.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Say,
meine Frau will etwas kaufen.
My wife wants to buy something.
Try to say,
aber sie hat kein amerikanisches Geld.
But she doesn't have any American money. She doesn't have any American money.
Sie braucht nichts.
She doesn't need anything. She doesn't need anything.
Wir brauchen nichts.
We don't need anything. We don't.
Aber sie möchte etwas kaufen.
But she'd like to buy something. She'd like to buy.
Für unsere Kinder.
For our children.
Say,
ich reise jetzt ab.
I'm leaving now.
Bitte geben Sie mir $95.
Please give me $95. 95.
Einverstanden. Hier sind $95.
All right. Here's $95.
Listen.
Great. Thanks.
Sie wollen fragen, was bedeutet das?
Listen and repeat.
What does that mean? 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 That? What does that mean?
Ask.
Was bedeutet das?
What does that mean?
Was bedeutet
great?
What does great mean?
Das Wort
great. Listen and repeat.
The word great. Word. Word.
Say.
Wort.
Word.
Say.
Das Wort.
Great.
The word great. The word great.
Try to ask.
Was bedeutet das Wort?
Great.
What does the word great mean? What does the word great mean?
Listen.
It's an English word. An English word.
Achten Sie darauf, dass vor einem Vokal
an
steht und vor einem Konsonanten
a.
Wie sagen Sie, es ist ein englisches Wort?
It's an English word. An English word. It's an English word.
Ask if it's an English word.
Is it an English word? An. Is it an English word?
Answer?
Ja, ich glaube schon.
Yes, I think so.
Was bedeutet das Wort
great?
What does the word great mean? What does the word great mean?
Now ask,
sind Sie Amerikaner?
Are you American? Are you American?
Try to say,
ja, wir sind Amerikaner.
Yes, we're American. We're American.
Now try to say,
Wir haben ein amerikanisches Auto.
We have an American car. An American car.
Haben Sie bemerkt, wie die zwei Bestandteile von
an American
zu einem Wort verschmelzen? Sagen Sie noch einmal, wir haben ein amerikanisches Auto.
We have an American car.
In English, how do you say
Wort?
Word. Word.
Say the word great.
Great.
Ask what that means. Ask what that means.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Now say,
Wir sind hier.
We're here. We're here.
Wir sind ein paar Tage hier. Tage.
Listen and repeat.
Days. Days. A few days.
Say,
ein paar Tage.
A few days.
Try to say,
für ein paar Tage.
For a few days. For. For a few days. We're here for a few days.
Say,
wir sind für ein paar Tage hier. Achten Sie auf die Wortstellung.
We're here for a few days. Here for a few days. We're here for a few days.
Try to ask,
Wie viele Tage?
How many days? How many days?
Say,
drei oder vier Tage.
Three or four days. We're here for 3 or 4 days.
Now say,
wir sind für 3 oder 4 Tage hier.
We're here for 3 or 4 days.
Wie lange?
Listen and repeat.
How long? Long. Long. How long?
How do you ask?
Wie lange?
How long?
Ein paar Tage.
A few days. A few days.
How long are you staying?
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
Was bedeutet
staying?
What does staying mean?
Staying
bedeutet bleiben.
Listen and repeat.
Staying means bleiben. Means. Means. Staying means bleiben.
Oh, jetzt verstehe ich.
Oh, now I understand. Now I understand.
Ask again.
Wie lange?
How long? How long?
Now try to ask.
Wie lange bleiben Sie?
How long are you staying? Staying. How long are you staying?
Ein paar Tage, wörtlich für ein paar Tage.
For a few days. For a few days.
Try to say,
wir bleiben.
We're staying. We're staying.
Für ein paar Tage.
For a few days.
Erinnern Sie sich, wie man fragt, wie spät ist es?
What time is it?
Ask what that means.
What does that mean? What does time mean?
Time
bedeutet Zeit.
Time means Zeit.
Now try to say,
wir haben viel Zeit.
We have a lot of time. We have a lot of time.
Wir haben nicht viel Zeit.
We don't have a lot of time.
Wir bleiben.
We're staying.
Für ein paar Tage.
For a few days.
Try to say,
weil wir nicht viel Zeit haben.
Because we don't have a lot of time. Because we don't have a lot of time.
Das können Sie auch anders sagen.
Listen and repeat.
We don't have much time. Much time. We don't have much time.
Say that again. Say that again.
We don't have much time.
A lot of
hat fast die gleiche Bedeutung wie
much. Much
wird jedoch gewöhnlich im verneinten Satz verwendet. Verwenden Sie
much
weiterhin in der verneinten Aussage, es sei denn, Sie bekommen eine andere Anweisung. Sagen Sie jetzt noch einmal, wir haben nicht viel Zeit.
We don't have much time.
Wir fahren nach Boston.
We're going to Boston.
Wir reisen morgen ab.
We're leaving tomorrow.
Zusammen.
Together.
Great.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Try to say,
ich weiß nicht, was das bedeutet.
I don't know what that means. What that means. I don't know what that means.
Now say,
unser Freund George wohnt in Boston.
Our friend George lives in Boston.
Und er arbeitet auch dort.
And he works there too. And he works there too.
Er hat kein Auto.
He doesn't have a car. He doesn't have a car.
Ask.
Warum nicht?
Why not?
Er braucht kein Auto.
He doesn't need a car.
Aber er will ein Auto kaufen.
But he wants to buy a car.
Er will ein amerikanisches Auto kaufen.
He wants to buy an American car. An American car.
Try to say,
er braucht Geld.
He needs some money.
Wir brauchen nichts.
We don't need anything.
Ich glaube nicht, dass wir etwas brauchen. Verwenden Sie
anything.
I don't think we need anything. I don't think we need anything.
Aber wir möchten unseren Freund George sehen.
But we'd like to see our friend George.
Wir bleiben in Boston.
We're staying in Boston.
Für 3 Tage.
For 3 days. For 3 days.
Ask how long. Ask how long.
How long? How long?
Wie lange bleiben Sie in Boston?
How long are you staying in Boston?
Wir möchten 3 Tage bleiben. Wir möchten bleiben.
Listen and repeat.
We'd like to stay. Stay. To stay. We'd like to stay.
Try to say,
wir möchten 3 Tage bleiben.
We'd like to stay for 3 days. For 3 days.
Wir haben nicht viel Zeit.
We don't have much time. Much time.
Und unser Freund hat nicht viel Zeit.
And our friend doesn't have much time.
Try to say,
wir können nicht bleiben.
We can't stay. We can't stay.
Say that you can't stay for 5 days.
We can't stay for 5 days. For 5 days.
Now say,
ich möchte bleiben.
I'd like to stay.
Ich möchte in Amerika bleiben.
I'd like to stay in America.
Aber wir haben nicht viel Zeit.
But we don't have much time.
Und wir wollen unsere Kinder sehen.
And we want to see our children.
Wir fahren morgen nach Boston.
We're going to Boston tomorrow.
Und dann fahren wir nach Deutschland.
And then we're going to Germany.
Zusammen.
Together.
Great.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Was bedeutet
great?
What does great mean? What does the word great mean?
Great
bedeutet.
Great means super.
Great